Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on today's edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. The Snail Box is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath. Just off the N2 at Kilmoon Cross, it is known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot, it's an experience. Now, right now, they're on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball cap collection in the whole world. And they need your help. If you are anywhere in the world, just pop into a local tourist shop and buy a baseball cap. The more unique, the better. Then drop it into the Snail Box when you come home. They, in return, will give you one of their exclusive Snail Box hats, so you're not without a hat. And your baseball cap will add to the collection as they continue their efforts to break that record. We have a number of hats that we've given over the years, myself and my wife, and it's actually great fun walking around the room trying to spot where our one is. Anyway, if you would like to help, please pop into the Snail Box with a baseball cap from anywhere around the world and join this historic challenge. Now, the Snail Box is just 20 minutes from the M50 at Kilmoon Cross on the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. The Snail Box is the perfect spot for good food, good fun and making history. And as always, we want to thank Philip and all the staff of the Snail Box for their ongoing and continuing support of the Opinions Matter podcast. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? It is a message. A message filled with anger, I have to tell you. This is a regular caller to Opinions Matter, and those of you who are regular listeners will know this man straight away. His name is John, and John is angry over recent protests in Dublin city centre. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, lads, just listen to the news there all morning. 16 arrested, one carrying a knife at these protests yesterday. Lying down in the middle of a Connell Bridge while people are trying to get... I personally was going to the hospital. Do you know what really fucks me up? They don't think about anybody else. Like, why... You know, this is okay, and I do... Look, everybody is entitled to protest. But do it on a day, like, you know, how about a Saturday or a Sunday? We're sitting there and I watched them on O'Connell Bridge and I'm like, you fucking bastards. People going about their everyday lives, whether it's hospital appointments, whether it's work related, whether it's anything. Just fucking bastards they were, you know. It felt like getting out and punching one of their heads in. I fucking did. Would have done fucking time for one of the cunts yesterday, and that's being honest.
All right, now there you are. That's anger, if ever I've heard anger. This, of course, is referring to protests that were held in Dublin city centre yesterday. They were anti-immigrant protest and a pro-immigrant protest, counter-protests being held in the city centre yesterday. Let's have a listen to some of the noise in the city centre yesterday. These, for example, are the pro-refugee protesters. As you can hear quite clearly, refugees are welcome here. And then the other protest, this is on outside Leinster House on Kildare Street, and they were demanding the right to walk up Kildare Street, which was barricaded by the Gardaí. There you go. Two different protests, counter-protests on at the same time in Dublin city centre, which led to the arrest of a number of people, and 16 people have been charged following yesterday's protests. The charges include possession of a knife, assault and criminal damage. 100 Gardaí were drafted in to deal with anti- and pro-immigration protests in the city centre. And as we said, you heard from that message from our regular caller, John. Have your protests on a Saturday or a Sunday and don't bring the whole of Dublin city centre to a standstill. People are entitled to have protests, though, aren't they?
Not on the midweek. I'm with John on that. I have a big issue with that. Both, by the way, in case you think I'm taking sides on this, guys, I'm not. Both sides of protesters annoy me equally, okay? And I'll tell you why. First of all, the far-right protests, the anti-immigration protests, they annoy the shit out of me. Air Force, get a bloody job. Why aren't you in work? How did you all manage to be able to go to that protest yesterday? And my guess is that you didn't have to go to work. You've never had to go to work. You don't worry about having to go through...
So that's unfair. Not everybody who was there yesterday doesn't work. That's a ridiculous statement.
So would your boss give you a day off to go in and protest?
He didn't need a day off. He only needed a half day.
Oh, so can I have a half... So
after the podcast yesterday, I could have gone to that protest.
And why didn't you?
I just didn't. I'm just saying time-wise, I could have. So to infer that everybody who's at that protest doesn't have a job is ridiculous. Okay.
Anyway, they annoy me. Then the other ones annoy me as well. The refugees are welcome. Refugees are welcome. Because all these people who say refugees are welcome wouldn't take a refugee into their home. It's just a chant that you say because it's politically correct to say. There should have been no protests yesterday. Protests should not happen during the day when people are working. It's stressful enough. We're going to be talking to a woman in a moment, and her point exactly is that it's stressful enough trying to get in and out of town to work without having to put up with shite like that. The city centre, by the way, it was closed off for ages.
For hours
yesterday. How dare they bring that to a standstill? And, by the way, the pro-immigration protest was just in reaction to the anti-immigration one. So had there not been get them out protest yesterday, the pro-immigration protest would not have happened, okay? So let's get that straight, yeah?
But Most likely,
wouldn't have. But they have no right to bring the city to a standstill. Work! Go get a job!
So yesterday...
And by the way, the anti-immigration group, yeah? Mm-hmm. They want to keep Ireland safe for their kids, yeah? One of your colleagues was carrying a knife. I wouldn't call that keeping it safe.
16 people have been charged following the protests yesterday. A total of 22 were arrested, 14 men and 8 women, ranging in age from their 20s to their 60s.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the Patreon mothers there yesterday?
I did.
With the prams and I'm bringing little Jordan to the... Because I want to keep Ireland safe for him, for little Jordan. Sorry, why had you got your children in the city centre in the middle of a protest yesterday?
Okay, but that's not the question we're asking today. The question we're asking today is, should there be a restriction on when protests like this can happen? Should they be restricted to weekends, like a Saturday or a Sunday? By all means, have your protest, but have it on a Saturday or Sunday. Now, one of the arguments is that the Dáil doesn't sit on a Saturday or Sunday. The protesters made their way to Kildare Street. They wanted to protest outside the Dáil. You can't do that at the weekend because nobody in Leinster House. So that's one of the arguments in favour of having protests midweek. Now, in just a moment, I'll be talking to John, who, as you know, is a regular listener who was really annoyed. And we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626.
Now, sorry, you haven't given your opinion. You stayed very quiet about it. What's your issue?
I still believe...
Oh, here we go. I believe in the right to protest.
I believe in the right to protest. Yeah. And to say that people should only protest on a Saturday or Sunday, as I just pointed out, is kind of ridiculous because people want to protest near or around Leinster House to get the ear of politicians and let them know that they're not happy.
No, the only problem is the anti-immigration protesters, who I saw a post yesterday, we represent 95% of the population. Well, you don't. The last local election proved that you don't represent 95% of the population, number one. Number two, if you actually represented 95% of the Irish population, there would have been 2.5 million people protesting yesterday. Was there?
No.
How many million were in protest?
Nothing like that.
How many million?
A couple of hundred. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jeremy?
John, we had planned to have a different conversation today until we heard your message, and you are very angry about what went down yesterday. Why?
I can't tell you how annoyed and angry I am. We waited 6 months on that fucking appointment in a matter hospital. And bang, we got stuck in that traffic. And we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't do anything about it. And that's it. The hospital appointment is gone. We begged and, you know, we were on the phone to them. We'd be there soon. It just wasn't happening, you know. And they said, look, you'll have to apply for another one. Now we have to wait another 5-6 months again. You know, like these appointments with these guys are fucking huge. There's a big specialist team in there that we were going to see, and it's not like you can get one tomorrow or the next day. And you know, I'm with you there as well. You know, everybody is, you know, entitled to protest. You know, I'm not against protesting. I never was. You know, everybody's entitled to free speech, and I hope that goes on forever in Ireland. But there's a fucking time and place for everything. You know. And we were stuck there for hours, and you know, I'm still so annoyed. I'm still so annoyed at this, that they're just lay there in the middle of the O'Connell Bridge, and I watched all the videos when I got home, and I'm like, you fucking bastards, you know, how is this going to do any good? How is this going to get me on your side? How is this going to get the Irish people on their side? It's not doing them any favours. I'm fucked off it, guys. I really am. I fucking felt like getting out of that car and fucking lashing one of them out of it, because that's how I felt, you know.
Okay, so just to put this in context, John, and because I think it's important, you had to be in a Dublin hospital for an appointment Mater Hospital for an appointment that had been waited on for a long, long time. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
And you missed that appointment directly as a result of these protests. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, directly. We couldn't move, couldn't go backwards, couldn't go forwards. That was it. We were stuck there for hours. And hours, I was fucking losing my mind, and so was my partner, and we were so fucking angry, Adrian. We're still here today. We're still so angry, you know. And she's still now. We have to wait now another. I don't know how many more months now. And I mean, you know, it's fucking terrible. It's absolutely terrible. These people, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care about me or you or anybody else. They don't care about people coming home from work. They don't care about people going to fucking hospitals and that have health problems. Sure, if they care, they wouldn't fucking do what they're doing. They have to think about other people too. They can't be doing this. It's not fair what they're doing. I don't care what anybody fucking says today. That is not fair on the Irish people, what they're doing. You know, they say it's all for the Irish people, but fuck me, they're fucking everybody up as well. It's not fair. It's not on.
Okay, now you support, I assume, the right to protest. You
absolutely, absolutely.
You maybe agree with either side in that protest yesterday on what they were what they stand for.
I do. Of course I do. But, you know, okay, yes, so I do.
If you support the right to protest, then it's just unfortunate that you were inconvenienced.
It's not
by
unfortunate,
this
it's not, because it's happening. It's happened to every age, and this is happening way too much. You know, like, this is crazy, carry on. You know, we can't keep holding the Dublin to ransom, can't keep holding the Irish people to ransom. And, you know, it's not fair. How many other people like me were out there and that missed appointments, that missed this, that had to go to hospitals and they really needed to get there? You know, like, Jesus Christ, I can't, that's, you're not, if I'm now, I'm fucking infuriated against them now, you know. I'm just so sick, I'm pissed off.
So,
I really am.
So when should a protest like that be held?
I know the dial is closed on a Saturday and Sunday, but here's the thing. It's all about numbers. If they're doing it on the Saturday, they're going to get a better crowd. I can't understand it. People are in work. People that can't make it will be there on a Saturday, will be there probably on a Sunday. It's a better all-rounder. I don't know why they're not doing it on a Sunday. You know, because people that can't be there will be there on Sunday. Oh, there's a march on Sunday. We'll head into it. Do you get what I'm saying, Adrian? It makes perfect fucking sense.
Okay, so you believe that having a protest like this midweek is much more likely to disrupt people like yourself trying to get to a hospital appointment on a weekday, and most hospital mm-hmm. appointments are on a weekday.
Absolutely.
You believe that these protests should be held on the weekend to inconvenience less people, basically?
Absolutely, because they're only doing the damage on the people, the Irish people, you know, everybody that's involved, you know. Like, you know, we're not saying don't protest. We're saying think about us as well. Think about the everyday people that have to go about their business, that have to go and do things. And you know, Jesus.
Sorry, John. On a more personal note, I don't want to know the medical history of either you or whoever mm-hmm. it was you were having the hospital appointment. Was mm-hmm. it for yourself or for someone else, the hospital appointment?
No, it was for my partner. No, no.
Sorry?
It was for the partner, partner.
For your partner. Yeah. How much of a setback then has that caused you not being able to
another 4 to 5 months. We don't know. Yes. It could be months now again. Months. And this specialist team, as I say, can't be got. They can't be just rang up and said, listen, we didn't make it because there was a fucking protest in town.
Where were you stuck? Where did you get stuck?
We were stuck there around, it's just going out onto, just around the corner from O'Connell Bridge.
And you couldn't get anywhere up O'Connell Bridge? Even
nowhere, but blocked in by buses, trucks, nowhere. No, nobody was going nowhere.
You couldn't have parked?
Because we were at the back. If you see where the guard, he were lined up at O'Connell Bridge, we were at the back of them, a good bit back. You know, so we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't get out of it.
I shouldn't read out this message because this person's a nut job. But Michelle has commented there and she's saying, medical me bollocks, you are a lawyer and an actor. That's what you see the messages there for.
No, yeah, I'm fucking acting. Actually, very good, Michelle.
She also wants to know, Michelle, for the birds, this one, how much are you getting paid? So she thinks...
Jesus.
She thinks that you've literally made up a story about... Now, I happen to know, because you messaged us, you don't want to talk about your partner's medical issues, and that's... No. I wouldn't blame you. But how insulting is that this nutjob thinks that you are lying about your partner's medical issues, isn't that sick? Imagine me, that's sick in the head.
You see, it doesn't surprise me, Jeremy. That's another one there that doesn't give a fuck about their own people. I care about their people. I care about everybody. You know, I have a fucking heart.
Let's go back to the point of what you're trying to get across here, that you fully support people's right to protest. You fully support with thousands of people marching up and down our streets, but you believe that these protests should happen at weekends in order to inconvenience less people going to work, going to hospital appointments, going about their business. Yes.
Another question here. Why couldn't, this is from someone else, why couldn't his partner walk to the matter? It's a 10-minute walk.
She's not well enough to walk. I knew this would happen. Arseholes. You're dealing with arseholes, you see. Straight away, you know. Absolute idiots. She's not well enough to walk. Tell that to another prick. You know, it just goes to show you how much people are, just where their heads at.
No, people are pricks. They really are. It's your partner's medical condition is very, very serious on a scale
absolutely
of things. On a scale of things, it's probably 8 out of 10, your partner's medical condition. People think, why don't you just put her on your back and walk up O'Connell Street?
That's it. Yeah, I should go for a fucking 5K run while she's at it. Yeah.
Okay, but the bottom line is, John, this isn't anything to do with being anti-protesters or anti-immigrants or anything like that. This is to do with the fact that you believe that protests, big protests like this, should be held at weekends to inconvenience less people.
Absolutely.
And before any more of you send any insulting messages...
JJ, just block them.
Yeah, just literally block them. Just to let you know, Jeremy and I are very well aware of the issues that John is living with in his life and with his partner.
And we regularly disagree with him on opinions that he has on the show is all about. But in this instance, his partner is not well. And people being absolute dicks and pricks about it, just go away.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm grand, Adrian. How are you getting on? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, Jonathan. So, Jonathan, what about that? The protests like this, by all means, have your protests, but have it at a time that will inconvenience less people on a Saturday or on a Sunday.
Right. First of all, John's still there, is he?
He is, yes.
John, look, I'm sorry about the situation, man. I really am. Got caught in the crossroads there. But I have to disagree with you. I can't be telling people what day is the protest on. The constitution wrote the protest. And weekdays...
Oh, absolutely. I get that.
You know, so like I said, I understand you got caught in the crossroads yesterday, and I feel bad for you. I really do, man. You know, because I know your side of the argument on this. I've been listening to you long enough to know that. But I have to disagree with you. Understand? I think you can't be doing that. You need to be putting them under pressure. You need to be pulling the city to a standstill. You need to be getting them paying attention. And they won't do that on Saturday. Like you said, John, unless you get 100,000 people onto the streets on a Saturday and a Sunday.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, though, you're riling the people up, like the likes of myself, and like, you know, I don't have a problem with a protest. But there's hundreds and thousands of people out there that are trying to get to and from work, trying to get there from A to B, for hospital appointments, for our doctors.
John, on Saturday, Alabama's running through town and all the rest of people are still going to have emergencies on Saturday and a Sunday. You know, their own personal is going to get in.
Not as much as the weekdays, though, you know.
And I understand, like I said, your situation. I'm sorry you got caught in the crossword, but I wouldn't be calling you fucker. I would be upset too, I'd be pissed off myself, even though I'd be on the same side as you are. But I think, like I said, the restrictions that are coming on us, John, and you know this more than anybody, with telling people when and where to protest is like saying fuck off.
As one person commented
a moment ago, it's not even about protesting. Just don't sit down in the middle of the street blocking traffic from all directions.
That's how you protest. You know, if you've been moved on, you don't want to move on. It's part of the protest. Civil disobedience.
I can't understand this. Why didn't the people just walk up O'Connell Street and back around and walk back down, walk back up? You know, just keep it going. You know, and you're still causing inconvenience.
Hold on, John. Like the last day we went to the big back to Dublin, we weren't allowed to walk down and around. We were told to march down O'Connell Street with all them bobbleheads on the lefties and on the right-hand side of the GPO. We were told we weren't allowed to turn down Parnell Street. We weren't allowed to go down this way. We weren't allowed to go down that way. We had to walk down O'Connell Street. You know?
Well, I
understand you're angry. I'd be angry too. I really would. But you got caught in the crossroads yesterday. But we can't do it up in this, John. You are better than most people. And the problem is, it's most of happening in Dublin.
I get that.
But I don't believe for a second you should be telling anyone where to protest. You have a constitutional right in this country to protest.
As far as I'm concerned, Adrian, we can't give an inch on that.
But the point is,
So you think it should be if you think that's a constitutional right to protest? Yeah,
but it is.
I don't think it is.
But you said there we can't give an inch on that. So that means you obviously believe that people that pro-life people should be allowed.
Yes, I believe they should be allowed to protest. As horrible as that sounds, yes.
Outside an abortion clinic or outside a hospital, really?
Yes,
really.
When was the last time where you had seen it on the news about a protest outside one of them clinics, Jeremy, that they were causing uproar? They you stand quietly with a couple of signs in their hand.
And
they say nothing to nobody. They allow people to go peacefully in. They don't abscond anybody. They don't bring their weight. They're just uncomfortable to look at.
So if your daughter... if your daughter, God forbid, in the future had to go through a termination for whatever reason, yeah? You'd be happy. Yeah. You'd be happy for her... You'd be happy for her to walk outside a hospital after terminating a pregnancy for some religious nut job to hold up a sign in front of her calling her a murdering bitch. You'd be happy with that?
No, I would not be happy with that. But that's their view and that's their right to hold up that sign, Jeremy.
That's
the difference, Jeremy, between me and you. I don't mind hurtful language. I'd explain to my daughter if that ever happened.
You would if you're
how them people. No, I would explain to my daughter how them people are allowed to have that right. And if there's ever anything she wanted to protest against them people, she'd be quite entitled to do it.
But the fact of the matter is, and I will say this. You know, and I kind of be honest with you, you know, the amount of people that were, you know, as you said there, look, it has to happen. There's not an inch on this and it's going to happen. But people are getting turned off by this. You know, people are getting annoyed by this and rightly so.
Jonathan, I heard that there was a lot of booing against the protesters from the general public as the protests went through the city. In other words, some people, not all, are getting a pain in their face with all these protests. And
of course, again, I'm not going to deny that, and I understand you. But that's the whole point of it. Civil disobedience. It's like the lefty bobbleheads on the left-hand side, and they're going all around Cork every weekend with the Palestinian flags holding up the whole place down there, or Galway, or everywhere else they're fucking doing these things. There's never a word about it on that side.
Well, no, this conversation yesterday is about both sides, about protests held in Dublin yesterday on a weekday when people are trying to go about their business. And as we said, you are much more likely to have an appointment with a consultant or a specialist on a weekday rather than on a weekend. Having a protest at the weekend will and does inconvenience much less people.
I understand that, Adrian, but like as John would be the first one to say, really, the lack of provisions in the system in the hospital is down to the state. That's a government problem. The fact that John have to wait months now for another appointment with these people is on the state.
He had an appointment.
Yeah, I know he did, but I'm saying, Adrian, the fact he has to wait so long now to get another one.
He had an appointment that he missed because of these protests.
I understand that. But what I'm saying to you is the fact John now has to wait for months and months and months on another appointment is scandalous as well, to my mind.
Okay, I mean, it's a great way of twisting it around. The fact is he missed...
Well, language is right like that, isn't it? You can twist everything with language.
He missed the appointment yesterday because of the protest. No other reason.
And I understand that. You got caught in the crossword.
What you're doing, Jonathan, is you're blaming...
What am I doing?
Instead of blaming the jobless... protesters who
there you go again. Jeremy. No. Jobless protesters.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you know it all. You do. Because I work my bollocks off to pay taxes this day, but I still manage to make time to go to protests when I need to.
Well, you had the protest yesterday.
Because I'm not none of your business. I'm just saying I can. I have a job. I work.
No, but rather than, and I know, fair play to you, but rather than blame them.
But not everybody, so.
Rather than blaming them, you're blaming the HSE because his wife can't get a
No, I'm blaming the HSE and the fact that now that he's missed it, he has to wait months on end for his next appointment.
He shouldn't have missed the appointment.
Hold on a second. Use two for a second. Like, if that protest are held on a Saturday or a Sunday, and just because people don't ring you to complain about that, how they were held up in the crossword of these things, you don't think it's an issue. People have emergencies on the weekends too.
It's an issue that could have been avoided.
Again, John, look, I feel bad for you. I really do. I do.
I'm not looking for people to feel bad.
Because again, I'm like you, I want what's best for everyone in this country. But you know yourself, what these people are doing in that building up there in Dublin, they're not doing what's best for us as a nation.
I know that. I'll be the first one to agree with you. But the fact of the matter is, you want to be winning people over, not losing people, you know, and that's the fact as well, you know. I'm all for a protest, I really am, but we got, you know, I think there's a right way and a wrong way of doing it. You know, and
John, I get what you're saying. Look, John, as you said yourself, look, when it's done the right way and you go up outside the house, they've blocked it all off now. You can't get up near the building anymore. They don't want you protesting. You understand what I'm saying?
I get that. I've seen the barriers.
So you're saying do it the right way and do it the wrong way. There is no right way and wrong way, because when you stand
up
there
really is, you know, because
this... Well, hold on. Hear me out for a second. When you stand up and say, I have a constitution with the protest, there's nowhere in that constitution to say what time, what day, what place, or anything.
I know, you get that. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, like, it could be better. It could be better managed. It could be better organised, where you'd get thousands out instead of hundreds or whatever it was. I think there was 2,000 out yesterday or 2,500. So you could have multiplied that by 4 or 5 or 6,000 or 8,000. God knows if that had been... It could have been 20,000 on Saturday or Sunday, you know?
John, you could say that, but then you don't know it to be true. Like I said, I think protest every day of the week if they can get away with it. That's where I'm at with this at the minute. Like I said, I understand you and many others like you, yes, got caught in the crossfire of this, you know, and I'm looking again, I can't apologise to you enough on an individual level.
Gosh, it looks like you say it's the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of people there that can't get to the protest during the week and would get there Saturday or Sunday, you know, and would do.
Okay, so your point is this isn't an anti-protest call that you're making today. It's a please try not inconvenience us as much the next time.
Absolutely, you'll have more people on the side of, you know, the protests as well, you know, and you don't want to be losing people either, you know. You want as many people involved as possible, and the fact of the matter is that people are getting pissed off so much about all this, and they're not getting home from work for hours, they're not getting into work for hours.
For a second, John. I've been asked to play this message for you. Have a listen to this.
That lad John is a fucking clown. He's the first one on giving out about the refugees, and then when people are actually protesting about it, he's giving out about them as well. He's a fool.
No. So, yes, you did, but you're still... Yeah. You're not objecting to protests, you're just objecting to them inconveniencing people the way they did.
Absolutely. So I don't know what that shithead is talking about. I really don't. Because the fact of the matter is, I was giving out, and I don't like what's happening to Ireland. I really don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, here you can't protest, here you can't do this, here you can't do that. But I'm saying better crowd on a Saturday or a Sunday. You know, that's all I'm saying, you know. Jesus, you know, it's very much the fact that, you know, people, well, you're going to lose people. You're going to lose everybody, you know, interest in this. If you're going to hold them for ransom in the city centre, as the last caller said, probably you'd have it every day, you know.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Let me bring in Jay with his opinion on this.
Afternoon, lads. Good topic. Will you tell that Muppet, John, the reason people don't protest on a Saturday and Sunday is because it won't impact anybody. The whole idea of protesting is the impact. So the people in charge will sit up and take notice whether they do or not. And as I'm saying there, he'll jump in and out of his car. He'll jump in and box the head off nobody. He's a mouthpiece, that's all he he's ever been. And John, it's not as if you're late for work, are you? We all know you don't walk, you scam the state, okay? We all know you've no problem walking out Dunn's with trolley fulls of shopping. All right, so you're not exactly a law-abiding citizen yourself, so get over yourself. Oh, so what, you missed an appointment. Guess what? The country wasn't overrun. You'd have no problem getting appointments, wouldn't you? You feckin' muppet, you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I know, John, you've been holding on there to respond to that message from Jay.
Jay's another clown, and we all know that. Now, here's the thing. The only people that are being... You see, it'd be okay, Adrian, and I, you can throw... I knew this would happen anyway. You can throw what he likes there. You know, I done what I done, and I'm not embarrassed about it. I don't care about it. The fact of the matter is, you're not inconveniencing the government.
No, but he's wrong, and this is a narrative that's been pushed out a lot lately, and something that Jay alluded to in his message a few minutes ago, that he was saying, oh, well, it's the reason the health service is stretched is because of the fake UGs, as they're called. Sorry, anybody that has even a memory of Ireland before one refugee or asylum seeker or immigrant stepped foot...
The hospital was on the floor.
The HSC, and before it, as it was called, the Eastern Health Board, has always been a shit show. So don't blame the immigrants on the state of the health service. If anything, a lot of the people working in our hospitals doing 18-hour shifts, Jay, if you went to a hospital lately, you'd realise they're from countries in South America. They're from the Far East. They are the people who are putting in the 18-hour shifts.
That are literally keeping the HSE ticking over.
So I find that disgusting and disgusting.
See, that's the ideology you get from Jay, you know. I don't think he'd just be thinking, you know. I really don't.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Niamh. You're on Opinions Matter, Niamh. How are you?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. You've heard what John is saying. By all means, have your protests, but please try and have them at a time that will inconvenience less people.
Yeah, firstly, I hope John's partner is okay, because I know what it's like to wait for an appointment, and it's nerve-wracking, and now she's missed it. So just on that point, John, I hope she's all right. I think the fact is, not one politician was discommoded yesterday. Their drivers got the word early. They took a different route. They were home in time for their tea. Not one of them was sitting in that traffic. It was just the normal people. I've no issue at all with the protests. They're absolutely fine. Keep them peaceful. They're absolutely grand. But please just stop sitting in the middle of the road. Just let people get home, get to their appointments, pick up their children, whatever it is they need to do. Then more people will be on your side. Now what's happening is there's going to be a divide, and that's not what anyone wants.
Okay, do you believe that a protest like this yesterday, which, as you said, involved people sitting on O'Connell Bridge, blocking traffic and all of that, do you think that this is slowly but surely turning people against the cause?
It's going to eventually. Yeah, it's going to eventually. I mean, there was no need to sit down in the middle and stop the traffic, stop people getting home, stop, you know, these are the people you're trying to get on your side. They're not the people you need to be pissing off. You know, just protest. Protests are great. Protests are fine for anything, not just the refugee issue, for anything you want to protest against. Keep them civil, keep them peaceful, but don't do that, because people need to be able to get from one side of the city to the other.
The argument that we heard from Jonathan a moment ago is civil disobedience is meant to inconvenience people. It is meant to get people's attention, and that's why they do it.
For the wrong reasons, though. We're not talking, you see, the problem is, we're not talking about the protests today. We're talking about the fact that people are pissed off. We're not getting to talk about why they were protesting, what their reasons were. We know what they were, but what they hoped to achieve, what they did achieve, nothing. We're only talking about people being angry, and that is not the conversation that the protesters want. They want to get their point across, and they want people to be turning up for the next protest. Now, all we're doing is talking about people being pissed off, and people are fighting amongst themselves, and that's exactly what the government wanted. So just stop blocking traffic, and then everything will be fine. That's all the people are pissed off about. They're not pissed off that people are protesting. Everyone has the right to do that. They're pissed off because people like John and his partner, and none of us know, and it's none of our business, what it is that lady is suffering from. But she must be devastated today. 6 months is a long time to wait when your health is on the line.
Absolutely.
An awful long time.
And as we said, and we're not going into any detail, we're very well aware of the health issues that John's partner is dealing with, and it is very serious. And in the seriousness of her condition, you can't be missing appointments like that. That's the point.
That can be life or death for somebody, not getting to see that doctor and not maybe starting the treatment on that day. That's how serious it is. Much more serious than sitting down in the middle of the street for 10 minutes. Just stay off the street. Let people go about their way. And people will be more supportive. We shouldn't be talking about this today. We should be all together on something, not divided. And that is exactly what those guys in Leinster House want. And they've got it now. Now the people are angry.
And you can hear that anger. And as I said, John is the sort of caller, he's a very regular caller on this podcast, but he's the sort of caller that does support protesting, does support the right to protest, does agree with a lot of what was being protested about yesterday, but still believes people should not have important appointments like they had yesterday inconvenienced or cancelled, basically, as a result. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Indeed. How are you? What did you want to say on this? Should big protests like this be held at the weekend in order to inconvenience less people?
Yeah, but I don't agree with the protest, but people want to protest. That's how they're going to get that point across. They're not going to get the point across. And that's what I said in the comments there. John is only annoyed because it affected him, yeah.
And he's right to be, is he not?
No, 100%. But my point is, if you ask him back to, say, the Kulak riots or whatever like that, how he felt like that, he would have said, oh, yeah, they were great. I agree with what they're doing. But what about the people that were inconvenienced that night? Maybe there was somebody that couldn't get an ambulance or...
I absolutely agree with you, OK? And maybe his opinion has changed because of what happened yesterday. But the point is that the more protests like this happen and the more people are inconvenienced or put out or whatever, can't collect their kids from school, whatever the case may be, because of protests like this, the more you piss people off, the more they're going to turn against what you're protesting for.
Oh, I agree 100%. But at the end of the day, the people have a right to protest. And if they want to piss all the people off and they want to go down that road, that's their choice and that's what's going to happen. Like, you look at the Just Oil protesters, like 90% of people I know like despise those because of that reason, you know, they just block up the roads and stuff like that.
And you're right to say that. So, but isn't that where we're going with these protests, that people eventually are just going to say, and as I said, I understand that there was a lot of booing against the protests yesterday, and I'm talking about both protests, by members of the public in Dublin. They don't want it anymore. They've got a pain in their face with it.
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, it's actually embarrassing. Like, a lot of the footage you see, like, over the last few months, it's embarrassing. Like, you know, I watched the documentary last night on RTE. And just some of the stuff that was said to some of those people, like, I was sitting there and I was actually embarrassed. I'm a proud Irish person. I love Ireland. I watch Ireland in any sport. But I was actually embarrassed looking at that last night. And I was looking and going, listen, I agree. You just want to protest. Absolutely. You want to protest over anything, go for it. But the way they were carrying on and how they were treating people last night, it was just ridiculous. Like, and it's just at the point where they're just trying to provoke people. Like, you know, what a lot of these people that are following these people don't realise that they're making money out of these people. So when they're putting all these live streams of all these protests and stuff like that just to get likes and shares and comments and retweets, they're making money off those people. It's the same people that fall for all the stuff over Donald Trump. Like, they'll go say, oh, Donald Trump can't do anything wrong. But if you try to say something wrong about Donald Trump...
And like I said, I agree with an awful lot of what you're saying. But to go back to the point about John, about John and him being inconvenienced yesterday, that's just another person who's turning against these protests.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. And they're going to go down that road. Like, they're in a minority and they're just going to get smaller and smaller. And I hope that happens, to be honest with you, because I don't like the protests. If they want to protest, that's fine. I don't agree with it, but that's what they want to do. But once they go down that road, more people are just kind of turned off. It's like going back to Trump in America. More people are getting turned off him at the moment because they're kind of looking and realizing, going, Jesus. And it is. It's embarrassing. Like honestly, like, imagine like one of your friends or your family members were like, you know, treating people the way they were at that protest. You'd be embarrassed. Like, and I feel sorry for the genuine people that do have concerns and do want answers over questions and are out there trying to get answers for who's coming into the area or what, you know, is going on in the area. But then you have these scumbags, and like, you know, they're absolute scumbags. And if I had it in my way, I would send in the riot police and just clear them all out, and I wouldn't give a rat's what went up on social media.
But the fact of the matter is, if the guards did that, you know what would happen. There would be uproar.
Absolutely.
And there has been uproar over the way in which they've policed various different protests. But the bottom line is, Alan, you support people's right to protest,
100%,
but,
yeah.
But you, do you think there should be some restrictions? Should you be made to have a big protest like this at the weekend?
Yeah, but then, like, if there have been restrictions in the protest, it's not a protest anymore, really, is it? Like, I don't agree with it, but I also respect that's the right to go protest. And if that's how they want to protest, that's their choice. And if that's going to turn off a lot of people that maybe would support them, then that's just what's going to happen. And that's the road that's the road they chose to take.
All right, stay there for a moment if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Emma has been in touch.
Hey, Adrian. I'm just getting in touch about the topic. What would John do if, like, there was a big incident or an event on that caused thousands to be out driving and on public transport and walking in the streets and causing disruption? Or what if there was a match on, say, a match that he would even have went to if he didn't have an appointment? Like, I would have happily set in traffic for or caused the disruption for, you know? Like, it is obviously a shame that he missed the appointment for his wife, but, like, sometimes these things can't be helped, and obviously people choose to go into protest, but at the same time, it's like, you know, he should have, like, pre-planned. If it was that important, he should have pre-planned. Like, make sure your route is clear and make sure that you will be guaranteed not to miss your appointment if it's that important, because things happen. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously it's personal because it's his wife, understandable, but anything could have happened to cause him to be late. It's just easy to blame the protesters. That's just my opinion.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just referring back to Emma's message, John has just been in contact with us after hearing the message, and he said, we actually left an hour earlier knowing that there was a protest on FFS. So, Emma, they did actually make an extra effort to get there on time. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say?
Well, these damned far right, what they showed their true colour, but that protest yesterday, all they wanted to do is cause trouble. The fact one of them was arrested had a knife on him shows they just want to cause trouble and cause violence. They make me ashamed to be Irish, and they forget the Irish history when Irish people went abroad in times of hardship like the famine. Plus, these idiots blocking their roads, if they keep doing that, all they're going to do is piss off more Irish people, and eventually an angry driver is going to get so pissed off, he's going to run them bloody over. They're just going to end up in a situation like, oh, they'll just stop oil idiots. When they were blocking the roads, all they did was turn the British people against them, and they had angry drivers confront them, and violence happened. It'll just be that all over again for these idiots.
A lot of people are defending, as you can hear, the right to protest. We have a right to protest legally here in Ireland. You hardly want to take that away.
Not block the road. If they want to protest, protest on the bloody path. Don't block the roads, because all they're going to do is tick off drivers. These far right, all they're going to do is get an angry driver pissed off. He's going to run them bloody over and probably back up just to make sure they're dead. That's what happened. They tick somebody off hard and tick somebody off enough, that will happen.
So you think that all they're succeeding in doing is turning people against their cause?
That's what the far right are turning people against their cause, and more people are going to be leaning towards the left, like I'm on the left. That's what's going to happen. All they're going to do is turn more people against. All these patriots are going to be doing is kicking off the other people who they say they're fighting for. That's all they're doing. And I see the comments here, idiots all mocking me. Yeah, they're not coming on to disagree with me. They just like to mock me because they can't stand the fact I'm right and they're wrong.
There were two protests in Dublin yesterday. One was an anti-immigration protest and the other was a counter-protest, which as you may have heard earlier on, was just as noisy, maybe didn't cause as much inconvenience, but was there anyway.
But the far, but people on the left weren't blocking the road like the far right were doing. They were the ones blocking the roads. Like, they arrested 18 of them, didn't they? One had a bloody knife on him. Yeah.
So what do you want to see being done then, Anthony? Like I said, we have a right to protest. Do you only have a right to protest?
If they want to peacefully protest, do so on the path. Do not block the roads.
But your, any protest ever is marches along roads around the capital. That's the way it's always been.
Well, no, it shouldn't be happening now with their blocking traffic. I mean, did you not see what happened in the UK when those Just Stop Oil idiots were blocking the road? You had angry drivers confronting them and violence happening. That's what will happen if roads keep getting blocked at protests here. Just protest on the path.
Yeah. Anthony's actually right. The only people that were discommoded yesterday were everyday working people like John and his partner who had a hospital appointment. All the politicians that you thought you were protesting against and thought that because of your protest took place yesterday, they were going to close the borders. That's not the way it works in a democracy, okay? That's not the way it works.
Well, they wouldn't close the borders anyway because we're part of the EU. Yes. So them wanting the border closed is just absolute, utter nonsense. It shows how uneducated
calm down. The point of
talking... I am calm.
Well, geez, I hate to hear you when you're angry. The point is, not one politician was discommoded yesterday and put out.
So that was said earlier on,
The only people who were put out yesterday were good, hard-working people who were trying to get to hospital appointments or trying to get home from work or trying to get to work. That's the only people these protesters managed to piss off.
Well, Anthony, thanks as always for your call. Let me bring in O'Keefe. Keith is angry.
Oh, okay.
So Barry O'Kelly got out with his propaganda last night. Nothing about the attacks that's happening. The same bullshit that the news is putting out there. You know, it's only the Irish. People have a right to get out and protest in this country. When it comes down to anything, they have a right. Now, they're going to flood the workforce so the minimum wage gets brought in as a norm. You know, and if people don't deal with someone else will, as they be told, because there'll be too many people out there for such a small fucking country as it is. So there's no point trying to justify, like, what the government is actually doing to the country. Like, people are saying and all, oh yeah, it's the government's fault, but then they come out and do the government's work. You know, let's help these people come in. Fucking scrounge. None of yous are fucking stupid. Yous know exactly what's going on. Yous know exactly what these people are doing coming in here. The benefits get handed out, all of a sudden they all turn up. They were all Ukrainian at first, then the Israeli-Palestinian thing kicked off and they all came fucking Palestinian. So these are all being taken for the fucking ride. Anybody who fucking justifies this fucking, these migrants coming into the country. So the people that's getting out and protesting are the ones that haven't got their minds clouded by fucking the likes of RTE and all. They see it for what it is and they don't want it.
All right, and one final WhatsApp voice note from...
That was a lovely speech, Keith. Congratulations. What has that got to do with what happened yesterday? About John's wife not being able to get lovely rant, Keith, fair enough, but you didn't mention once the fact that an Irish woman missed her very, very serious medical appointment yesterday and have to wait another 6 months. Where was the mention of that?
Damien has been in touch.
Hey guys, just to clear up a couple of things. Firstly, there is no constitutional right to hold protests. Secondly, no right is absolute. It has to be weighed up against opposing rights. And thirdly, there is a criminal offence called willful obstruction where people block roads. Doesn't matter whether they're protesting or not, they can still be charged with willful obstruction.
All right, Damien, thanks very much indeed. Just to clarify, by the way, you do have a legal right. It may not be in the Constitution, but you do have a legal right to protest as long as you don't break the law. And plonking your arse on O'Connell Bridge and blocking traffic is actually breaking the law. So, but Damien, thanks very much indeed, as always.
You end up with piles.
What, if you just constantly sit on O'Connell Bridge?
Sit on O'Connell Bridge, yeah.
Right.
I love Damien. Hey, yeah, Damien here.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, and we hope that you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please share it onto your own social media and let others know that Adrian and Jeremy do this thing called Opinions Matter every day of the week. And it's a radio show, it's a podcast, it's neither and it's both, if you know what I mean.
It's a great description.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Thank Brilliant.
You. I've worked on that all weekend. Thanks for listening. We will catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. See you then.